time before Christmas. We say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The Dort College Defenders come into this afternoon's women's basketball game with a 7-8 overall mark, 3-4 in the conference, coming off a narrow loss to the Morningside Mustangs this past Wednesday night. Well, the Briarcliff Chargers have been off for a while. They're 11-1 overall, 5-1 in the conference, number 6 rated in the NAIA. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about today's contest, and here is what the coach had to say in preparation for the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College Defenders take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball action this afternoon. Coach Steensma joins me as his team tries to get back at it after losing a tough one with Morningside on Wednesday night. Coach, how difficult is it to bounce back as a team and as a coaching staff after putting forth a great effort on the road against a nationally rated team and then have to bounce back 2 days later? Is that difficult, or do the women usually rise to the challenge?
Well, we'll rise to the challenge, but I can't say it isn't difficult. You know, they're a veteran team, and you know, our juniors and seniors, they know, you know, we win, but we have another really good team staring us in the face, or we lose, and there another game's coming in 2 days. So the preparation part went very well for us. You know, I thought we were very good as a team about taking some good things away from that game, but also noting, hey, if we had done this or that, we win. And you know, there's five particular goals that we have every game that we didn't get, that we got close to, that would have been the difference. And so we looked at each of those and kind of examined them and said, you know, shooting free throws, we make our goal 70%, we win. Field goal percentage, rebounding, less than 18 turnovers. The things that if we accomplish one of those five or two, we win. So, you know, I think that we were able to take a lot from that game, and we will be able to bounce back well today.
What do you see from your team through the first semester now that you say, okay, maybe we're better at this than I thought we would be, or this is surprising me that we're struggling with this? Are there any points like that as we head into the last game before Christmas?
There really isn't. You know, I thought we'd be pretty good defensively, and we are. You know, I think we have a strength as our defense, both the half court and full court. I thought we'd be a very good three-point shooting team, and we are. I thought we'd be better from the field overall. You know, I really thought we would be in the high 40s as opposed to in the low 40s. And that can probably be a difference in three or four games, as you know, Mike, with, you know, shooting field goal percentage. If you're under 40, you're probably, you know, going to have to do a lot of other things well. But if you're over 45, it makes life pretty easy if you're shooting the ball well. So those are the things. You know, I guess I've been really happy with the development of our freshmen and how they've worked through some things and gotten better and very, very coachable. And I've also been very, very happy with our conditioning. I feel like we are in great shape as a team. And so that has helped us from time to time as well.
Talking about your freshmen and their development, one in particular I'd like you to talk about, and that's Jasmine Skelhaus. After Wednesday night, how do you assess her game playing under the weather to start with and then facing a Morningside team that their defense will make a lot of players wilt? How do you assess her performance in her first time facing that?
Yeah, she did a really great job of handling pressure and composure. She has great composure, and she has a great sense of and feel for the game. And you know, that's only going to help her as time moves on. She's obviously an excellent player for us right now, but you know, she's got a bright future, and she's had many games where she's had zero or one or two turnovers and played a ton of minutes. So, you know, that has really helped everybody else, and that has helped us win games and helped us stay in a lot of games as well.
Briarcliff and Morningside, very similar. We've talked about their similarities. What's different?
You know, I think Morningside looks to throw in the post a little bit more. Briarcliff plays a little bit faster yet than Morningside in terms of Briarcliff would love to have a frantic pace and up and down both offensively and defensively. And, you know, Morningside's focused on stopping you in the full court, but Briarcliff's focused on how many offensive possessions can we possibly get in this game. And if it's 90, they want 100. If it's 100, they'd rather have 120. They just want to play really, really fast. And so knowing that going in, controlling that pace of the game will be critical for us.
That's Coach Chris Steensma talking about tonight's or this afternoon's matchup between Door College and Briarcliff. Briarcliff women 11-1. They had a 7-point loss to Concordia. That is the lone blemish on their record through the first 6 weeks of the season. The loss to Concordia snapped a 10-game winning streak to start the year. Briarcliff has had just one win. That was less than 12 points. That was a 73-67 decision over Doan in Crete on November 20. The Chargers have scored more than 73 points in all 11 of their wins. They've given up 79 points in a game twice. Wins over Grandview, 92-79, and Northwestern, 91-79. Mike Powers' team is averaging 82.8 points per game, and they allow 65 points per outing. They surrender 39.8 rebounds per game. They get out-rebounded by two. Chargers make 43.9% of their field goals and allow 39.5% shooting. Kelsey Evans tops the team with a 15.2 points per game average, and she latches on to 4.3 rebounds with 2.5 assists per game. Maddie Murren adds 12.8 points per game with 3.8 rebounds, and she also averages 2.5 assists per outing and nearly two steals per game. Sarah Reeves scores 12.6 points per game but has appeared in just eight games this season, while Keila Chiak is putting in 10.1 points per game. Door College is 7-8 overall. They're averaging 67.1 points per game while allowing 57.1 points per contest. Dort is averaging 39.3 rebounds per game to opponents, 37.5. They've forced 339 turnovers through 15 games. They've given it up 295 times. Dort converts 39.4% from the floor, and foes are making 36.2%. Caravan Dykes scores 12.8 points per game, gets to 7.8 rebounds, and is making nearly 48% of her field goals. Kayla Brookice is scoring 11.5 points per game. Elise Marish takes down 5.8 rebounds. Brianna Spronk is scoring 11.1 points per game and grabs 5.6 rebounds per contest. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the starting lineups right after this. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Briarcliff, they'll start Kelsey Evans. She wears number 4. She's a 5'9 senior from Wilmer, Minnesota, averaging 15.2 points per game. Keila Chiak is a 5'8 senior from Avon, South Dakota. She is averaging 10.1 points per outing. Maddie Murren's a 5'7 sophomore from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 12.8 points per game. Alex Fuller's a 5'8 freshman from Sioux City, averaging 5.3 points per game. Summer Gordon's a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux City, averaging 9.5 points per contest. Briarcliff is coached by Mike Power. He is assisted by Christine Schrader, Kirk Walker, and Ben Sitzman. For the Dort College defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.5 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus is a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 6.5 points per contest. Kara Van Dykes, a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.8 points per contest. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.1 points per outing. And Elise Marish wears number 41. She's a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota. She is averaging 9.2 points per game. We are just about set for basketball. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon from Sioux Center, Iowa. Opening tap is controlled by the Dort College defenders. Coming up with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in the backcourt. Briarcliff showing pressure right away. They pass it over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Dort College weathers the initial push by Briarcliff. They pass right side over to Skelhaus, extended out on the defense. They dump it down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup is good. Kara Van Dyke with the 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. Dort College able to take care of the ball after Briarcliff put the pressure on initially on the opening tap. Briarcliff basketball, 3-pointer on the way from the right wing. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball after the rebound. So we factor in Caravan Dyke's 2-point basket, and we go back the other way. We're under a minute into the contest. Caravan Dyke down to the baseline. Double team. Gets it away to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Goes high post to Spronk. Spronk drives in. Shot too strong. There for the rebound, and the putback is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-0. 4-0 our score. Briarcliff has called their first timeout of the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff Briarcliff basketball as we resume play. Chargers have it. With it on the right wing is Pila Chiak. Chiak guarded there by Brookhouse toward College on the defensive end. Matching up man for man with the Chargers. Comes over to Evans. Evans on the right side. Ducks in. Nothing there. Cut off by Sprunk. Pass back out front to Chiak. Five on the shot clock. Puts it up. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Briarcliff Chargers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back after the missed shot. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball gets it into Sprunk. Sprunk in the backcourt. Briarcliff not bringing the defensive pressure quite as hard here. Skelhaas drops it off for Sprunk. Dort College with it still in the backcourt. Remember, no 10 seconds call in college women's basketball. They pass it right side. Underneath it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke up strong. Two-point basket is good. And Kara Van Dyke has the first 6 points for the defenders. Give the assist to Marish. And we come back the other way. Gordon chases down the errant pass near midcourt. She resets things. Passes off to Keela Chiak. Chiak with the basketball. Lob pass underneath. Nothing there. Taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas long pass over the top. It goes Marish. Marish with it deep in the right corner. The trailer Van Dyke. Van Dyke dumps it off. And we have a charging foul called on the Dort College defenders. And Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She took it into the lane and gets called for the charge. Darren Berg, Seth Hansen, and Royce Raniger on the officiating crew this afternoon. Chiak with the basketball right wing. 17:35 and counting in this first half. Down to the baseline, Chiak. Chiak back out front, Evans. Evans with the basketball. Step back, ball down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Well, the Dort College defender women have come out with energy and no lag after that two-point loss, a disappointing two-point loss to the Morningside Mustangs on Wednesday night on the road. Close but no cigar for the defenders in that one. And it looks like they have bounced back all right. Haven't seen any ill effects from that narrow loss so far. Gordon inside, off of the glass, up and down. Gordon Summer with a two-point basket. Might have been a travel as she shuffled her feet under the hoop. Dort College coaching staff asking for the call. I would agree. Dort College gets the ball back, leading 6-2. Turnover in the backcourt. Brookhouse tried to pass over the top of the trap. Briarcliff was able to get their hands on it. Coming into the front court is Masters. Sloan Masters gives it up on the perimeter. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Maddie Murren and Kayla Brookice ended up tied up on the play. 17:01 left to play in the first half. Dort College leads 6-2. Van Dyke with the basketball, and the defensive pressure results in a steal for Sloan Masters. Skelhaas broke left. Sprunk passed right. And coming up with a steal was Masters, and Sloan Masters will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Sloan Masters is a sophomore from Elbert City, Iowa. Her first free throw is no good. She's a 70% free throw shooter coming into the contest. She's got another one coming. 16:59 left to play in the first half. Second free throw is off the front of the iron. No good, so she misses them both. Kara Van Dyke with the outlet pass over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke middle of the floor to Marish. Marish with it. Right at the midcourt stripe, takes it across. Here comes Marish with a head full of steam, driving in. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Gordon. Gordon late in arriving to the party, and she's called for the personal foul as she slides over. At the last instant, trying to draw the charge on Elise Marish, and Marish will now go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Elise is a 71% free throw shooter coming into the contest. First free throw is up and on the rim, drops through. Marish with another free throw on the way. New players checking in for both teams. Newman checks in for Sprunk. Cooper checks in for Briarcliff. So Regan Cooper into the contest. Emily Newman, a freshman, checks into the game for Dort College. She's from Maplewood, Minnesota. Marish makes both free throws, and the defenders extend the lead to 8-2. Marish checks out of the contest. Jamie Cook will check in. 16:44 left to play in the first half. Briarcliff basketball. They go high post, ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Chargers, and Regan Cooper on the perimeter with a basketball. Driving right side is Fuller. Fuller, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookhice. Brookhice with the basketball. Kayla with it, ahead to Jamie Cook. Dort College with the numbers, 3-on-2. Cook to the free throw line, feeds it right side, Newman. Newman, ball fake, nothing there. Back over to Brookhice. Three-pointer, rainbows it in. Kayla Brookhice with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 11-2. 16:05 left to play, first half. Briarcliff basketball on the left side. Chiak. Chiak down to the baseline. She reverses it back out front to Maddie Murren. Murren with it in between the circles. She'll put it on the floor hard against Skelhaus. Picks up her dribble. Comes back outside. Three-pointer on the way by Fuller. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound tip. It's loose and picked up by Briarcliff. They drop it off right side. Shot is up and down for Regan Cooper. Cooper with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 11-4. Van Dyke with it in the backcourt. Gets it away to Brookhice. Brookhice to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Middle of the floor to Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving in with the left hand. Lays it up and good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points. Dort College leads 13-4. 15:25 left to play. First half. Briarcliff basketball. Sloan Masters in between the circles. She drops it off. Short corner to Keila Chiak. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College playing defense as Briarcliff will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chargers throwing it in. They get it inbounded. Shot no good by Regan Cooper. Now the tip out to the perimeter, and a three-point shot is good for Paige Herbold. Herbold with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 13-6. Well, they gave her just a two-point basket on that play. I thought it was a three. Ball tipped by Briarcliff. Chased down to the backcourt by Danelle Bone. She comes back over to Jelsma. 13 to shoot as Jelsma gets it across midcourt. Passes it off to Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-6. Racehorse basketball right now. Down to the other end is Herbold. Herbold passes it on the perimeter, and it's tapped away. Sloan Masters unable to control it. It goes out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench. Jamie Cook will throw the ball in for the defenders. Cook to trigger it. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. Getting a fistful of jersey that time was Paige Herbold. No call made. Pass goes middle of the floor. Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball at the point. Jelsma setting up the offense. Picks up her dribble. Passes high post to Cook. Cook back over to Jelsma. Jelsma 15-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound deflected around and picked up by Cooper. Cooper with the basketball for Briarcliff, and Briarcliff throws it away on the other end. Dort College leads 15-6. Another turnover by the Chargers. Dort College will have it back. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. On the sideline is Cook. Cook throws it middle of the floor to Spronk at the free throw line. She comes back to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook with it in the backcourt. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma throws it across the timeline to Bone. Bone to Newman. Newman will put it on the floor hard to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Bone. Bone with it right side. It goes back over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. And Spronk's pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. Newman checks out. Van Dyke checks in. For the defenders, it is Van Dyke, Cook, Jelsma, Spronk, and Bone. For the defenders, it's Evans, Herbolt, Shipley, that's Mackenzie Shipley, who just checked in, Cooper, and Chiak. Chiak has the basketball right wing right now. Passes down to Herbolt. Herbolt with the basketball. Herbolt, pass goes down low, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders and Jamie Cook, I believe. Foul called on Brianna Spronk. That's her first. Briarcliff will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in are the Chargers. Pass over the top. Setting the offense will be Herbolt with a fresh 30 to work with after the foul call. Briarcliff down to the baseline, Herbolt, and Herbolt blocking foul called on the defenders. And that's going to go on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 4. Elise Marsh will check into the contest. Briarcliff has the basketball. And the Chargers throw it in. It's down on the floor. Now a jump ball called. Forcing the jump ball was Brianna Sprong as she tied Kelsey Evans up on the play. Dort College leading by 9, 15-6. Throwing the ball in will be Keila Chiak. Chiak to trigger it. She throws it in, middle of the floor to Evans. Evans, nothing there. Drive, took one dribble into the lane. Comes back outside to Shipley. Shipley to Evans. Evans reverses, left side. Three on the way by Chiak is good. Keila Chiak with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 15-8. So just a two again. I thought it was a three-point shot. Van Dyke on the other end. Her layup is good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 first-half points. Dort College leads 17-8. Briarcliff basketball. They pass it down low. Cooper. Ball swiped away. Cooper down on the floor with it as Marish, forcing a tie-up. Jump ball. It'll be Dort College basketball. So 17-8. Dort College leads by 9. Gordon checks back into the contest. Cooper will check out for the Chargers. Checking out is Spronk for the defenders. Skelhaas back into the game, as is Marish. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with it in the backcourt. Back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Bone. Bone back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will take it across half court. Comes left side, Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish lob pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Shovels it back outside for Brookice. Her three off the mark. No good. Rebound tracked down by Marish, though Marish shot no good. Rebound tipped in. We've got a foul on the play called on Kara Van Dyke on the rebound. Kara Van Dyke has just picked up her second personal with 12:24 left to go in the first half. Spronk to check into the contest. Well, Dort College thought they had done enough to draw a foul underneath the basket, took it into the lane and drew some contact, but unable to get the foul call on the attacking the hoop plays, and Van Dyke gets called for a pushing foul on the rebound. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way, and a jump. I thought they were going to call a jump ball. Well, it's going to be... So a jump ball called. It'll be Dort College, or it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Maddie Murren to throw the ball in. I thought you couldn't tell from the signal that it was a jump ball until we got verification from the official, and now Gordon is fouled on the play by Marish. This could be an issue by the time all is said and done. It's team foul number 6 on the defenders already in this half. It's foul number 1 on Marish. Briarcliff to throw the ball in. Should have a fresh 30 to work with. A reverse layup is up and good. So the two-point basket by Kelsey Evans off the inbounds play. Dort College leads 17-10. Underneath is Spronk. Spronk out front. Skelhaas. Skelhaas three. Count the hoop and she is fouled. Jasmine Skelhaas hits the three from the top of the key. She's hit. She knocks it down, and she goes to the free throw line for the opportunity at the four-point play. Skelhaas to try and extend the lead for the defenders. No lead's going to be safe this afternoon, though. 21-10 as Skelhaas gets 4 points in one fell swoop. Briarcliff for the basketball. They go over to Evans. Evans guarded by Brookice. Evans cut off on the play. Reversal right side to Chiak. Chiak looking down low for Gordon. Gordon has it on the free throw. Pardon me, Gordon pushed out to the free throw line. They kick it into the corner, and the long two for Mackenzie Shipley makes it 21-12. In the backcourt is Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Brookice. Brookice to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Pass over the top. Spronk gathers herself. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to the Briarcliff Chargers. Back with more after this. Briarcliff basketball after the timeout. Dort College leading by 9, 11-11 left to play in the first half. Bounce pass into the lane, taken away by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. Brookeis gets it ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the corner, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, let it fly, no good. Rebound taken down by Brookeis. It's saved in by Brookeis. No, they say she was on the baseline when she tried to save it in. When she jumped to go get it, her foot was on the far baseline, and it'll be Briarcliff basketball back. This one could take a while to play through. We've had fouls, we've had turnovers, lots of jump balls as well already. Nothing out of the ordinary. When you have Briarcliff in town, they get that helter-skelter defense going, and you just end up with a lot of things happening. Summer Gordon travels with the basketball on the right elbow of the lane. Another clock stoppage. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Cook is in. Bone is out for the defenders. Cooper checks in for Briarcliff. Sloan Masters checks in for the Chargers as well. Inbounding the basketball will be Spronk. Spronk to throw it in. She gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus in the backcourt. Back over to Brianna. Brianna Spront back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up. She gets a screen. Skelhaus into the front court. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it out front for Cook. Cook with the ball. Comes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis puts it on the floor hard one time. Now twice at the top of the key. Spront tries to feed it underneath. It's tipped, controlled by Marish. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Spront in traffic. And the official from half court has to make the call as the two officials closest to the play thought that the block was clean, but Seth Hansen from midcourt thought differently. He calls the foul. That's foul number one on Kelsey Evans. 21-12 our score. First free throw by Spronk, no good. And Spronk has another one on the way. Brianna Spronk shooting a pair of free throws. 67% free throw shooter is Spronk. She missed the first one. She's got another one on the way. This one's up and through. So Spronk now with 3 points. And the defenders lead 22-12. Right side Masters. Masters looks down low for Cooper. Cooper, nothing there. Reverses it back outside to Paige Herbolt. Herbolt to Murren. Murren to Evans. Evans splits the defense, drops it up for Cooper. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected up, picked up by Cook. Cook with the basketball and a travel violation called on Jamie Cook. So Jamie Cook tried to gather herself, drug her pivot foot as she came away with the rebound that was deflected around. We're now past the midpoint of the first half. Dort College leads it 22-12. Pass over the top to Murren. Murren with the basketball at the free throw line. Murren still looking. Now she's got her dribble. Works against Skelhaus. Skelhaus not giving any ground. Cuts her off on the baseline. Step back three. No good by Murren. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball up the right sideline. Double team. Comes over to Cook. Cook across half court. Left side it goes Spronk. Spronk ball fake. Takes it in strong. Lays it up. Lays it down. 2-point basket for Brianna Spronk. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Brianna Spronk with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leading a couple dozen to a dozen. 9:26 left to play, first half. Free throw on the way by Spronk is up and through. So Brianna Spronk with 6 points, and the defenders lead it 25-12. Briarcliff basketball. This is Herbolt. Herbolt goes down to the baseline. And the foul is going to go on Brookeis. Trying to defend on the drive. Going to the free throw line will be Paige Herbolt. Herbolt will shoot a 1-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Herbolt to the free throw line. And she'll step up. First free throw is on the mark. Good. Herbolt with the back end now of the 1-1. 25-13, Briarcliff down by 12, shooting free throws. That was foul number two, by the way, on Brookeis. And Herbolt, a 56% free throw shooter, knocks them both straight down. Dort College leads by 11. In the backcourt with the basketball is Jelsma. Picked up her dribble, gets it away to Spronk. Spronk with the ball. Spronk will drive in with the right hand. Picks up her dribble, back over to Jelsma. Jelsma at the point. She comes back over to Cook. Cook feeds it in the corner, Newman. Newman, double team, tries to fire it inside. comes away with it. 7 to shoot for the defenders. Inside Spronk. Spronk with a left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Elise Morris will check back in. Jamie Cook will check out. Briarcliff rated number 6 in the country. So far, the pacing of the game to their favor, but they've surrendered some relatively easy baskets, most of those coming early. Bounce pass goes down low to Cooper. Cooper collapsed on. Back outside, Evans. Evans, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Marsh. Marsh with the basketball, 3 players around her. Now Briarcliff will retreat. Into the front court with the basketball is Bone. Danelle Bone goes right side. Gives it to Newman. Newman to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. And Jelsma is held on the play by Paige Herbolt. Herbolt can't believe it. Foul number 2 on Paige Herbolt. And that's team foul number 5 on the Chargers. Briarcliff, by comparison, is in the bonus with 7 fouls already on the defenders in this half. 8:17 remaining, first half of play. Dort College 25, Briarcliff 14. Pass middle of the floor, tip. Newman steps in to get it back. Jelsma with it on the wing. She goes back over to Newman. Newman with the ball on the left side. Jelsma underneath Marish. Marish up and down. 2-point basket for Marish. Marish got hacked about 3 times on the play. She got held on the baseline and then got hacked as she went up for the shot. Evans back the other way. And a foul called on Evans. 4A into the lane. So Evans will go to the free throw line and she will shoot a pair. 7:52 left to play, first half. Dort College by 13. First free throw is up and down. Another free throw coming. It's Kelsey Evans with 3 points. Evans is an 86% free throw shooter. Second free throw by Evans is up off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Spronk. Spronk gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma feeds into the corner, Bone around to Spronk. Spronk double team, reverses to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline, puts it up, blocked by Evans, rebound Evans. Evans will bring the basketball across the half court stripe. She hesitates, stops, cut off by Jelsma. Back in to Fuller, Fuller to Gordon. Gordon fires it back outside, it's taken away by Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Jelsma. Jelsma ahead to Newman, and there's a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College defenders. 27-15, Dort College uses their first timeout with 7:19 left to go in the first half. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Newman with it on the right wing. She picks up her dribble, comes over to Spronk. Spronk into the lane, poked away from behind. It'll be Dort College basketball. As it's poked away from behind out of bounds, Kara Van Dyke will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Briarcliff looks like they will go to a zone defense on the inbounds play. Ball come in, and Van Dyke threw it to no one in particular. Here comes Briarcliff. Back the other way, Murren. Murren driving in down to the baseline, cut off there. Kick out past Chiok. Chiok, 3, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's controlled by Briarcliff. Coming up with it is Evans. Evans back out front. Herbolt. Herbolt, 3. Good. 3-point basket for Herbolt. Dort College leads 27-18. Skelhaus will bring it up for the defenders. Skelhaus in between the circles. Picks up her dribble. She goes high post. And intended down low for Van Dyke. Here comes Briarcliff the other way with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. Down to the baseline is Herbolt. Herbolt back over to Chiok. Chiok, 3-point basket is good. Back-to-back threes for the Chargers, and Briarcliff has cut the lead down to 27-21. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. 6:21 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College will bring it up. This is Jasmine Skelhaus with it. Goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the ball. Goes left side, Bone. Bone with it. Right side back over to Skelhaas. Nine to shoot for the defenders. Marish on the wing. Faces up. She goes down right side, Spronk. Spronk, three-pointer off the heel. No good. Rebound, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gathers herself. Up off the window. No good. Rebound controlled by Summer Gordon for Briarcliff. Chargers bring the basketball back the other way. This is Maddie Murren. Murren back to Evans. Evans misses everything with that three-point shot except for the bottom of the backboard. And here come the defenders. Bowen into the front court. 5:33 left to play in the game, in the first half. Dort College 27, Briarcliff 21. Bounce pass down low, Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. So Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Marish makes the first one. So Dort College leads 28-21. Another free throw on the way. And Marish makes them both. 29-21, Dort College ends the run at six in a row by the Chargers. Here they come the other way. Down to the baseline. Shot is up. No good by Keela Chiok, but she's fouled on the play. 29-21, our score. Chiok will go to the free throw line where she's making 72% of her shots this season. That foul is called on Marish and is her second. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Chiok. Chiok with another free throw. Right-hander puts it up, and this one's good. Chiok 1-for-2 on free throws, and the Dort College lead is 29-22. With it in the backcourt is Spronk. Spronk over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the ball. Brookhuis at the free throw line. Poked away from behind. Here comes Briarcliff. Off and running the Chargers, and the ball's down on the floor, and a foul on the play called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for her second. Foul number two on her. Team foul number 10 on the defenders. And double bonus time now for Sloan Masters. Sloan Masters to the free throw line. She's got 1 point. She's 1-for-3 from the free throw line this evening. She makes that one. She's got another one coming. So another free throw coming for Masters. This one's up and good. So Masters makes them both. And the defender lead is 29-24. Middle of the floor, Brookhuis passes to Marish. Marish will take it up. Regan Cooper unable to hold her off as Marish brings it into the lane. Comes back over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. She goes back over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Spronk. Spronk puts it up. Shot off the side of the backboard, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Murren. Murren will bring it back the other way. Murren comes back over to Masters. Masters, top of the key, two-pointer is good. Masters with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 29-26. Jasmine Skelhaas the other way. Coast to coast for Jasmine Skelhaas. She's got six. Dort College leads 31-26. 4:18 left to play in this first half. Down to the baseline, Briarcliff. Maddie Murren lets fly with a three. This one's no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. 31-26, Dort College by five. It'll be defender basketball. Dort College to trigger it in. Kara Van Dyke will throw it. So Van Dyke to get the ball from Royce Raniger. Now we're set to resume play. Brookhuis with the basketball. Brookhuis bringing it up against the pressure applied by Alex Fuller. Comes back to Skelhaas. Skelhaas in between the circles. Jasmine with the basketball, goes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Marish. Marish, free throw line, faces up, nothing there. Brookhuis. Brookhuis three, too strong, no good. Fight for the basketball, and a foul called over the back on Brianna Spronk. She's going to be called for a third personal on a rebounding foul. Newman will check into the contest. Emily Newman. So double bonus on the way for Regan Cooper. Cooper will shoot two. First free throw is up. No good. So Sprock will check out with three personal fouls. North College clinging to a five-point lead with 3:50 remaining in the first half. Second free throw is good by Cooper. And breaking the plane, stepping over the end line is Dort College. They turn it over, and Briarcliff gets it back. Leading 31-27 are the defenders, but they just turned it over. Briarcliff gets it back. They'll inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Alex Fuller to trigger. Fuller looking, still looking, and she passes over the top, finding Paige Herbolt. Herbolt with the basketball. Herbolt down to the baseline, cut off there by Skelhaas. Reverses outside, Herbolt. Herbolt, right wing to Shipley. Shipley gives it back to Fuller. Fuller to Cooper. Cooper on the right elbow of the lane, and she's called for steps. 3:29 left to go in the first half. North College leads 31-27. Cooper checks out. Gordon checks in. Briarcliff shuffling the deck here. They get Evans into the contest as well, along with Fuller, Shipley, and Herbolt. In the backcourt with the basketball is Brookice. Brookice to Newman. Newman back over to Brookice. Brookice into the front court. Brookice splits the defense. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Marish. Marish, 10-footer, good. Marish with 8 points. Dort College leads 33-27. Briarcliff basketball on the right wing with it is Shipley. Shipley down to the baseline. Her shot is blocked. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice looking. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will take it across half court. Skelhaas with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on the Chargers. Alex Fuller gets called for a hand check out front. One and one opportunity coming for the defenders. Jasmine Skelhaas will go to the free throw line for the one and one opportunity. Van Dyke will check out with 2:51 left to play in the half. Newman, Brookice, Skelhaas, Marish, and Cook on the floor for the defenders. Free throw is up and hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball as Evans couldn't hold Cook out. Cook got a hand on it to disrupt the play, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Evans for Briarcliff. Dort College maintains possession of it. Dort College, Newman. Newman passes it in to Marish. Marish at the free throw line. Puts it up in the lane. Her shot is good. Elise Marish with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 35-27. They go high post to Gordon. Gordon with the basketball. She spins in the lane. Her off balance shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the ball. Gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will bring it into the front court. Skelhaas with the basketball. She passes right side over to Brookice. Brookice, high post, Marish. Marish, underneath, Cook. Cook, layup, good. If you can maintain your composure while everything is breaking loose around you, you'll get good shots against this Briarcliff team. Pass goes left side, Evans. Evans, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. She shovels it off to Brookice. Brookice in the backcourt. She's guarded closely by Chiak. Brookice gets the ball back. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Dort College in front by double digits, 37-27. Brookice checks out of the ball game, and Briarcliff will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Briarcliff throwing it in. Chargers have it, and they get it inbounded to Evans out front, guarded by Newman. Comes down to the left side, Chiak. Chiak gets it back over to Gordon. Gordon, jumper in the lane, rolls off of the rim and drops through. Gordon Summer with the two-point basket. She's got four. That's Summer Gordon, actually. Summer Gordon. Got to switch that around. Down to the baseline is Marish. Marish has it stripped away. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, both crowds, a healthy contingent of Briarcliff fans on hand for today's contest as well. Both crowds a little upset with the physical play of the contest thus far. Bone passes right side over to Cook. Cook reverses over the top. Newman. Newman back over to Bone. Bone, rainbow, drop it in. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone, her first of the day. Dort College leads 40-29. 1:11 left to play in the half. Left side pass Evans. Evans to Gordon. Summer Gordon with the basketball. She gives it back outside to Chiok. Chiok, three, no good. Rebound controlled by the Dort College defenders and Cook. Cook gives it up. Bringing it across the timeline is Skelhas. Skelhas with it in between the circles. Jasmine with the basketball. She's on the right side, picks up her dribble and threw it away. Taken back by Briarcliff. Under a minute left to play in the first half. Driving in, shot no good, but a block on the play called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal, her first. Alex Fuller will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 42.6 seconds remaining. Dort College by 11 in the first half. This match is, well, Dort College was up by 13 at one point, 25-12. It's now 40-30 as the first free throw is up and through for Briarcliff's Alex Fuller. So Fuller made the first one, and she's got another one. She's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. And the Dort College defenders lead 40-31. Inbounding the basketball will be Jamie Cook with 42.6 seconds left to play in the half. Cook to inbound, gets it into Brookeis. Briarcliff will fall back on defense. One of the few times we've seen them retreat to midcourt. Skelhas with the basketball. Now they'll try to bring the trap. And a foul on the play as Skelhas is fouled hard by Maddie Murren. I've watched it for several seasons now, and I still don't completely understand the defensive scheme that the Briarcliff Chargers put together. Some unconventional spots for double teams, and there are times where fouls are committed, and you just think that they're silly fouls, but they repeatedly do it. And out of those traps, they just bring it so hard. Free throw is up and good by Skelhas. She's got another one coming. So she makes the front end of the 1-1. She's got another one coming, trying to extend it back to a 11-point lead. It's been fairly effective, though, this defensive scheme by Briarcliff. They're off to an 11-1 start this year. Dort College leads in the game 42-31. Briarcliff with the basketball. Goes to Evans. Evans with the ball, driving in, cut off on the play, scoops it up, and good. Kelsey Evans with 5 first-half points. Dort College leads 42-33. Skelhas in the backcourt, 13 seconds on the clock. Newman doesn't go across midcourt, goes over to Marish. Marish drops it off for Hulst. Hulst, layup, good. Micah Hulst with a 2-point basket, 44-33. Briarcliff has court shot at the buzzer, is off the mark. And the Dort College defenders take a 44-33 lead at the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead Briarcliff at halftime of this Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference contest, 44-33. Dort College has led from the outset, built up as much as a 13-point lead at 25-12. Briarcliff cut it down to a 29-26 ball game. Dort College responded with a 2-point bucket and eventually went on a 6-0 run to go from up 31-27 to up 37-27. Dort College built the lead up to 11 at 40-29, matched it again at 42-31, and lead at halftime 44-33. Dort College led in scoring in the first half by Kara Van Dyke and Elise Marish with 10 points apiece unofficially, while the Briarcliff Chargers are topped by Paige Herbold off of the bench with 7 points. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball, made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange and City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College, 16 of 28 from the floor in the first half, 57.1% success, 3 for 7 from the three-point line for 42.9% success, and 9 of 11 on free throws for 81.8%. For Briarcliff, 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%, 2 of 11 on threes, 18.2%, 9 of 14 on free throws, 64.3%. Dort College has out-rebounded Briarcliff, 19 to 12. Turnovers, Dort College with 11, Briarcliff with 8. 7 steals for the Chargers, 4 steals for the defenders. Elise Marish leads Dort College with 10 points. Kara Van Dyke has 10 as well. 5 of 6 from the floor is Van Dyke. Marish is 3 for 4 from the floor and 4 for 4 on free throws. 8 points for Jasmine Skelha, 6 for Brianna Spronk, 3 for Kayla Brookice and Danelle Bone. 2 each for Micah Holst and Jamie Cook. For the Chargers, 7 points for Paige Herbel, 6 points for Keila Chiak, 5 for Kelsey Evans, 4 for Summer Gordon, 2 for Alex Fuller, 2 for Mackenzie Shipley, 4 for Sloan Masters off of the bench, and 3 for Regan Cooper. Kayla Brookice has 4 rebounds to lead Dort College, 3 each for Jamie Cook, Elise Marish, and Kara Van Dyke. 2 rebounds for Brianna Spronk. For Briarcliff, 3 for Kelsey Evans. 2 each for Sloan Masters and Regan Cooper. For Briarcliff, they have 2 assists each for Kelsey Evans and Maddie Murren. 2 steals for Maddie Murren as well. For the defenders, 5 assists for Elise Marish. No one else with more than 1. And 4 different Dort College players have 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at halftime, 44-33 over the Briarcliff Chargers. Foul trouble, Briarcliff has no one with more than 2 fouls. Summer Gordon and Paige Herbolt both have 2. No one else with more than 1. For Dort College, you've got Brianna Spronk with 3 personals. Kayla Brookice, Kara Van Dyke, and Elise Marish all have 2 fouls each. And Emily Newman has 2 personal fouls as well. 44-33, Briarcliff trailing the Dort College defenders at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Back with a look around the conference right after
this. Here at Dort College.
Scores look like this across the conference, either halftime or headed into the second half already. Morningside leads Midland 44-31. That is in the second half. Northwestern over Hastings at halftime in women's play 43-18. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime 53-30. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan will get started late this afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock start time at the Corn Palace. While Dort College leads Briarcliff in the game you're listening to here on KDCR 44-33. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, after today's basketball games, we have a little break from Dort College basketball, as this coming week is exam week on the Dort College campus. No games scheduled, and then we break for Christmas. The Dort College men head to Florida for a pair of games. They'll play 2 weeks from yesterday and 2 weeks from today. The Dort College women also play a game 2 weeks from today, as they will face Clark at Northwestern in a non-conference contest on Saturday afternoon, December the 29th. That is a 2 o'clock start time in Orange City. That is not on any schedule that was printed earlier this year because of a miscommunication. But Dort College will end up playing Clark in women's basketball 2 weeks from today. That is a 2 o'clock start time at the Boltman Center in Orange City. Meanwhile, the Dort College men will be playing Weber International and Warner Southern in non-conference basketball 2 weeks from yesterday and 2 weeks from today in the Orlando, Florida area. I believe it's Lake of the Whales, actually, is the specific location for those two schools. Briarcliff basketball as we resume play. Three-pointer on the way by Evans, and she drops it in. Kelsey Evans with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 44-36. Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Briarcliff didn't show pressure that time. They fall into a half-court press, or a half-court trap. With the basketball, Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk at the top of the key, goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it to Marsh, and Marsh is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Evans, I believe, and for Kelsey Evans, that is foul number two on her. Checking out of the contest will be Alex Fuller. 19:22 left to go in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Dort College leads by eight. Ball turned over, and now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College by eight. Well, we've seen how quickly Briarcliff can cut away at the lead. Dort College basketball, they throw it in. Middle of the floor to Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor, tries to shovel it off to Marsh. It's taken away by Gordon. Gordon passes it ahead. Goes left side over to Masters. Masters to Evans. Evans to Gordon. Gordon back to Evans. Evans shot. Missed the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound back. This one hangs on the rim and goes through. Kelsey Evans with 5 points here in the second half. 10 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 44-38. Left side it goes Spronk. Spronk got into the lane. Gets it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer. Cash it in. Kara Van Dyke. She's got a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 47-38. Quickly back the other way. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Spronk over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus into the front court. She goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice back inside for Marish. Four players around her. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Gordon. Gordon with the basketball for the Chargers. Summer Gordon across half court. Gets it over to Evans. Evans with the basketball. She goes back over to Gordon. Gordon shot in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Spronk, and a foul on the play called on the rebound. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back after the foul called on the rebound. Maddie Murren whistled for her second personal. Well, Gordon at midcourt shuffled her feet. Looked like she was taking a triple jump approach. And there was no call. Dort College fortunately got the rebound on the other end and got fouled. Wow. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to the top of the key. She goes left side over to Bone. Bone to Cook. Cook reverses right side back over to Spronk. Spronk baseline jumper. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook with the basketball back over to Skelhaus. Dort College with a 9-point lead. Cook steps into a three. Missed it. No good. But she's fouled on the play by Masters, and Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot three. So Jamie Cook got hit on the arm on the follow through of the 3-point shot. So Sloan Masters picks up the personal. For Masters, that is foul number one. First free throw by Cook is good. Jamie Cook with 3 points. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good as well. Cook makes two free throws, now trying for the third to extend the lead to 12. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Cook. 50-38. Dort College extends the lead to a dozen. They've led by as many as 13 tonight. This afternoon, I should say. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College on the defensive end. Barcliff threw it out of bounds. It was last touched by Dort College. Comes over to Murren. Murren gives it up to Cooper. Cooper in the lane. Her shot is good. Regan Cooper with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 50-40. Right side pass to Bone. Bone with the basketball. She retreats to the perimeter. Comes back over intended for Cook. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Sloan Masters for Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Van Dyke to inbound, deep in the corner at the end of the Dort College bench. Van Dyke still looking, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Pass comes over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. She goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, forces it up, and she's called for a charge. Brianna Spronk whistled for her fourth personal, coming on a charging foul, and Emily Newman's going to have to check into the ballgame and weather the storm for Dort College right now. 17-22 left to go in the contest. Dort College has lost the services of Brianna Spronk for a while. She has just picked up her fourth personal foul. Briarcliff with the basketball. Masters. Masters driving in, puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers get the basketball back. Chiak. Chiak to Shipley. Shipley down to the baseline. Comes back over to Murren. Murren, sidewinder three, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. And now a travel called on Sloan Masters. It'll be Dort College basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Dort College has led by as many as 13. They lead by 10 right now with the ball. And the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in for the defenders will be Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, the junior from Edgerton, directly to my right, inbounds the basketball. Throws the pass from Bone to no one in particular. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way. Murren trapped in the corner. And now a foul called on the play against Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for the personal foul, her second. 16:42 left to play in regulation. And I would venture to guess there is no way we're going to get started with the men's basketball game at 4 o'clock. Lots of fouls, lots of turnovers, lots of held balls. With the basketball in the lane is Murren. Murren shovels it back outside. It's tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Our score. Dort College with the ball. They got it back after Briarcliff was unable to maintain possession of it. Now Jamie Cook turns it over on the other end. Cook traveled with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders will inbound. Length of the floor in front of them. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College playing defense. Keila Chiak has the basketball on the right side. She swings it over to Maddie Murren. Murren on the wing. Murren gives it up to Sloan Masters. Masters pass into the corner. Now gets the return pass to Murren. Murren with the ball down to the baseline. Seven to shoot. Tied up on the play by Marish, wrestled it away. Evans kicks it back out front. Sloan Masters. Masters three, rattles no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes over to Bone. Bone with the ball. She goes right side, Jelsma. Jelsma Gives it up Newman, and Newman is fouled on the play by Evans. Kelsey Evans has just picked up her third personal foul. 15:41 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College 50, Briarcliff 40. Inbounding is Van Dyke. She throws over the top to Newman. Newman shovels it back outside to Jelsma. Jelsma will test the waters on the left side. She throws back middle of the floor, and it's taken away by Murren. Long pass into the front court. Evans. Evans, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tap controlled by Murren. Murren over the basketball. Murren will wheel into the lane. Nothing there. Murren comes back outside to Chiok. Chiok to Evans. Evans working against Newman. Drives in, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff has the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 18 seconds on the shot clock. 15:14 on the game clock. Pass goes down low. Throwing up the wild shot is Masters in the lane. She's unable to get it in. Dort College coming back the other way. Jelsma. Jelsma brings it up four. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side Newman. Newman three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound taken down, though, by Bone. Bone back over to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Goes back over to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma with it. Jelsma down to the baseline. Nothing there. Cut off. Now Marish. Marish shot. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Elise Marish fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. That is foul number three on Maddie Murren. Team foul number five on the Chargers. Marish to the free throw line. She'll try to extend the Dort College lead to 13, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. 14:47 remaining. Marish, free throw, no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. And Brianna Spronk has just checked into the ballgame after a three-minute break on the bench with four personals. And I overheard Coach Craig Steensma saying on the bench to his assistant coaches, we're going to go with her. If she fouls out, she fouls out. You live with it. Right now, Dort College wants her back on the floor. 52-40, Dort College by a dozen. Inbounding the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma, Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. So Dort College rolling the dice, if you will, here. Checking Spronk back into the ballgame. Pass was deflected out. It's Dort College basketball. They throw it into Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the right wing. Let's see how long Spronk can go without being disqualified on fouls. Jelsma to Newman. Newman gives it up to Bone. Bone, right side it goes. Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Short corner, Spronk. And Spronk throws it back over to for Jelsma. She's got time. 12 to shoot. Now 10. Jelsma on the left elbow. Driving hard. Puts it up, and a blocking foul called on the play. And now Dort College returning the favor. Dort College attacking the hoop a little harder here in the second half and being rewarded with some foul calls. They'll go to the free throw line, and they'll be in the bonus from here on out. First free throw on the way for Jelsma is up and good. Dort College, this is their third trip to the free throw line here in the second half. Dort College leads at 53-40. Another free throw on the way for Jelsma. This one's up and good. 54-40, Dort College by 14. Jelsma will bring it across half court. She's at the free throw line. Or pardon me, she's on defense. And Paige Herbold has it. And Jelsma's just picked up the personal, her first. Team foul number three on the Chargers. Or pardon me, on the defenders. We'll get it straight yet. 54-40, Dort College by 14. 14:16 remaining. Jelsma checks out of the ball game. Skelhas is back in. Throwing the ball in is Kelsey Evans. Evans gets it inbounded to Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley to Evans. Evans with the basketball. Nothing there. Morris stepped out on her. Backdoor cut for Evans. Evans' shot is blocked by Newman, but a foul on the play. Called on Newman. Newman whistled for her third personal. Dort College will line up on the free throw line as Kelsey Evans will shoot two for the Chargers. Briarcliff has scored 7 points here in the second half, make it eight. Six of those have come from Kelsey Evans. Dort College, by comparison, has scored 10 points here in the second half. Dort College led by 10 at halftime. Evans makes them both. Dort College led by 11, beg your pardon, 44-33. Dort College by a dozen, 54-42. Pass underneath intended for Spronk. Spronk up, too strong, no good. Gets her own rebound back, no good, but she's fouled on the play by Summer Gordon. That time, Dort College, relentless on the offensive glass, and you held your breath if you're a Dort College supporter. Brianna Spronk went up for that offensive rebound, ripped it away, put up another shot and got fouled. Spronk's first free throw is good. She's got seven. Another free throw on the way for Brianna Spronk. 55-42, Dort College leading. Second free throw by Spronk is up and through as well. 8 points for Spronk. Dort College leads 56-42. It's foul number three on Summer Gordon. And here come the Chargers. Right side pass goes to Chiak. Chiak down to the baseline. Cut off on the play. Goes to Gordon, and Gordon is fouled on the play by Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. Well, she was able to go 6-19 in this second half without picking up a foul. Let's see if she can go another 6-19 or so. Inbounding the basketball is Chiak. Pass through the lane. Briarcliff with the basketball. Comes back over to Gordon. Gordon guarded by Newman. Flips it up. Does Gordon. And a foul called on the play against Newman. Newman whistled for her fourth personal. 13:34 remaining in the contest. Gordon to shoot. Two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Gordon will step up. Shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good for Gordon. Gordon is a 55% free throw shooter. Both teams are in the bonus with 13:34 left to go in regulation. Dort College has two players with four fouls each. They are Spronk and Newman. Second free throw is up and good. So Gordon makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is back to 12 at 56-44. They're still plus one from where they were at halftime. Brooke Ice will drive in, and she's going to be called for steps. Got caught up on the drive and didn't have a plan. 13:23 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College by a dozen. Briarcliff gets the basketball back. Chargers bringing it up is Keela Chiak. Chiak driving right side, picks up her dribble. Passes it back out front, but the ball is Shipley. Shipley kicks it out Murren. Murren to Evans. Evans high post to Gordon. Gordon with the basketball, backing her way in. Kick out pass as she was double teamed. Three-pointer is good for Murren. Maddie Murren with the three-point basket, her first of the day, and the lead is single digits again at 56-47. Briarcliff as close as they've been in a while. Cook with the basketball, gives it back over to Brookice. Brookice throws it over to Bone. Dort College needs a bucket to respond. Van Dyke with it down to the baseline. Tries to get it back over to Cook. Cook to Bone. Bone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus back to Bone. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Bone goes left side Cook. Cook, Van Dyke. Van Dyke off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. She got a good shot from the left side about 12 feet out. It kicked off of the glass too far. And now Briarcliff throws it away on the other end. While getting it to go up tempo is a double-edged sword, sometimes you just simply get going too fast and you turn the ball over when you wish that you could maintain possession. And that was a case in point where Briarcliff just got going too fast and threw it away. They forced their opponents to do it. And sometimes you've got to live with it on your offensive end. Cook underneath. Her layup good. The assist to Van Dyke. Cook got it on the left block, spun into the lane, and knocks it down. Jamie Cook with 7 points. And the defenders lead 58-47. Driving the other way. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the outlet pass over to Brookice. Dort College has the numbers. Brookice will charge in. Puts it up. And we've got a blocking foul call. Brookice gets the shot to go. And she's going to go to the free throw line to try for the three-point play. Kayla Brookice with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders lead it now 60-47. Pending the free throw. Spronk is back in. Cook is out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Skelhaus, Bone, Brookice, Van Dyke, and Spronk. The original starting five minus Marish plus Bone. Free throw by Brookice, no good. Brookice is a 65% free throw shooter, unable to make the free throw, and Door College leads by Baker's dozen. 11:44 left to go in the contest. With the basketball is Murren. Murren driving in, nothing there. Comes back outside, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound Gordon. Gordon swiped away by Brookice. Picked up by Briarcliff. Spin move by Gordon. Gordon in the lane, her shot is good. 8 points for Summer Gordon. Dort College leads 60-49. Dort College by 11. Right side with it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke picks up her dribble, goes high post, Spronk, Spronk, Bone, Bone, layup, good. Danelle Bone on the backdoor cut from the right side. 62-49, Dort College by 13. 11 minutes left to play in regulation. Pass left side to Shipley. Shipley on the wing beyond the three-point line. Two dribbles, she's done. Gets it back over to Murren. Murren drives baseline, and we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on the Chargers. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. 10:55 left to play in the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bringing the basketball up for the defenders will be Skelhas. Skelhas goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Marish on the short corner. She comes right side, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, rainbow! Got it out to go! It skipped around, hit every part of the rim from the right wing, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 65-49 as we approach the midpoint of the half. Driving in the other way is Sloan Masters. Masters with the jump stop. Her floater is good. Dort College leads 65-51. Skelhas fouled on the play by the Chargers' Alex Fuller, and Skelhas will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Jasmine Skelhas. And that's team foul number 9 on the Chargers already. So Dort College by 14. Free throws on the way for Skelhas. Skelhas' free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Sloan Masters. Masters gets it ahead to Paige Herbolt. Herbolt over the top to Cooper. Cooper with the basketball. Cooper back outside to Herbolt. Herbolt, left side, comes back into the corner. Her three misses, everything no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Dort College and Danelle Bone. Dort College bringing the ball up. They go right side over to Brookice. Dort College can take some time. They get it over to Bone. She's not going to take any time. Her three-pointer, rainbow, good! Danelle Bone this time from the left wing. She's knocked down a couple of big shots. Dort College leads it 68-51. Dort College on the defensive end and spinning and getting the shot is Cooper. Cooper with 7. And the Dort College defenders lead by 15, 68-53. Danelle Bone with 11 points this afternoon. She's had the hot hand here in the second half. 2 threes and a 2. Marish will drive right side. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. 9 minutes left to go in regulation. With it on the left side is Maddie Murren. Murren picks up her dribble. She comes back out front to Herbolt. Herbolt to Murren. Murren goes left side. Out front with it is Shipley. Shipley will drive left side. Got a screen from Cooper. Shot on the way by Shipley. A long two is good. Mackenzie Shipley with 4 points. And the Dort College lead is 68-55. 8:49 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College leads by 13. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College by Baker's dozen. They've led by as many as 17. That was at 68-51. Briarcliff cranking up the pressure now, trying to pressure the ball, bringing it up is Skelhas. She brings it up against Maddie Murren. Skelhas gets it across half court. She goes back left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice crossover into the lane, dumps it off for Cook. Cook, tough shot, can't get it to go off the rim, and now a foul called on the rebound against Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for her third, and will walk the other way and shoot a 1-1. 1-1 on the other end as Dort College's athletic trainer, Chris Fagerness, up off of his perch on the end line to send the ball to the other end. Briarcliff with a 1-1. Keela Chiok to shoot it. This one could take a while, could get stretched out. First free throw is good by Chiok. She's got 7 points. Another free throw on the way. Dort College leads 68-56. So Briarcliff right now on a 5-0 run. Make it 6-0. 68-57, Dort College leading. 8 points for Chiok. Skelhaas into the lane. Nothing there. Brookice. Three-pointer. Reins it in. Three-point basket. Kayla Brookice. She's got 8. Dort College leads 71-57 on the long-range shot from the left corner. Down to the baseline the other way is Herbolt. Herbolt spins to Cooper. And Cooper travels with the basketball. I don't know what Cooper's plan was there. She spun into the lane, came to a complete stop, picked up her dribble, and then just took off running with a left-handed layup. 71-57, Dort College leading. Spronk gives it up. Brookice. Brookice to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Right side, Bone. Bone, ball fake. Baseline jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Skelhaas. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Brookice. Brookice racing after it, tries to save it in, and ends up on the out-of-bounds line, on the baseline. It's Briarcliff basketball. Spronk will check back into the game for the defenders now. Checking out will be Jamie Cook. Coach Craig Steensma trying to squeeze as many possessions out of Brianna Spronk as he can with her on 4 fouls. There's that fine line between gambling and playing smart. Van Dyke tips the ball away. Cooper comes up with it at the free throw line. Cooper back outside, Chiok. Chiok will drive baseline, cut off on the play. She fires it back outside for Masters. Sloan Masters pass, taken away by Bone. Bone driving the other way. Bone crosses over, scoops it up with a left hand cook. Danelle Bone with the 2-point basket. Danelle now with 13. Dort College leads 73-57. Bone averaging 5.7 points per game. She's doubled up, more than doubled up on her average. Back the other way, 2-point basket by Chiok. She's got 10. 73-59, Dort College leading by 14, under 7 minutes left to go in regulation. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaas. She goes over to Brookice. They try to trap her. She dribbles through the trap. In traffic, puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, and she is promptly fouled by Chiok. Chiok whistled for the personal. 6:46 remaining. Spronk will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot 2 free throws. Double bonus time for Dort College from here on out. Free throw on the way for Spronk is up and good. She's got another one coming. Spronk earlier this season set a new single game Dort College record with her free throws shot in a win over the Doan College Tigers in Crete. This time Spronk misses the free throw. And we'll head back the other way with the basketball is Evans. Evans pass over the top, Cooper. Cooper layup good. Regan Cooper with 9 points. And the Dort College defender lead is 74-61. 6:30 left to play in the game. The clock can't wind down fast enough. With it in the backcourt is Skelhaas, and Skelhaas is fouled on the play by Alex Fuller. Fuller is whistled for her 3rd personal foul. And as I said earlier, that the defensive pressure can cut a couple different ways. For Briarcliff now, every time you send every time you commit a foul, you send Dort College to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Skelhaas makes the first free throw. Now, if you're Dort College, obviously, you make your free throws, you put yourself in a pretty good position, and that time Skelhaas makes them both. Jasmine Skelhaas with 13, and the Dort College lead is 76-61. Pass comes out top, 3 off the mark, no good. Long rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the shooter, Maddie Murren. It'll be Dort College basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College with the ball at midcourt. Skelhaas has it ripped away from her. We'll head back the other way. Into the front court, 3-pointer is off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped. Cooper ends up on the floor. Briarcliff with the basketball on the long rebound. Long shot, long rebound. Cooper with it at the free throw line. Cooper Tries to drive in, nothing there. Goes back outside to Murren. Murren with the basketball, 5:50 remaining. A three-pointer banked in by Evans. Evans with the three, and the North College defender lead is 76-64. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Broadcast of North College basketball made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. North College by a dozen, but this one's going to get hairy before it's all said and done. I'll guarantee you that. North College with the basketball after the three-pointer banked in by Evans moments ago. Cut the 15-point lead down to 12. With the basketball, Skelhaus across half court. Got a screen from Cook out front. Cook gets it back at the top of the key now. Puts it on the floor one time. Right elbow pass Marish. Marish, short corner. Intended for Van Dyke. Ball saved in middle of the floor, controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets the ball back over to Marish. Marish, layup good. It was actually Cook who got the ball, shoveled it off to Van Dyke before she could get tied up. And Van Dyke was able to find Marish. Wild shot by Evans on the other end. Dort College gets the basketball back. So Dort College with a 78-64 lead. Skelhaus passes out front. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Cook. Cook, short corner, slicing through the lane. Van Dyke, lay-in, good. Van Dyke with a two-point basket. North College extends the lead to 80-64. Three-pointer on the other end, good by Evans. Evans with her third three. North College leads 80-67, 4:44 remaining in this ballgame. Marish in the backcourt. Marish will dribble it up. Elise with the basketball. She passes it off to Bone, and Bone is fouled on the play by Alex Fuller. Fuller is whistled for her fourth personal foul. With 4:33 remaining, Dort College in control, as much control as you can be in with a game with Briarcliff at least. So the free throw's on the way for Danelle Bone. Bone, two free throws. First one whispers through, no problem. She's got another one coming. Bone had 3 points at halftime. Since then, she's scored 11. She's got 14 this afternoon. North College with 81 points. Another free throw on the way for the defenders in Danelle Bone. Bone's free throw is up and good. 82-67 our score. Bone makes the free throw. Defenders lead by 15, 4:27 and counting. Down to the baseline. Briarcliff and Masters. Masters over to Evans. Evans puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Her reverse layup is good. Kelsey Evans with another 2 points. She's single-handedly keeping her team in this ballgame. Evans now with an even 20 points. She's averaging right at 15 per ballgame. North College with the basketball, though, up by a baker's dozen. Skelhaus with it out front. We've got a timeout as Skelhaus didn't have an outlet for it. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Are you?
Foul called on the inbounds play. I believe that's on Evans, and Evans will foul out of the contest. Coach Mike Powers can't believe it. Kelsey Evans can't believe it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 82-69, and they get a new player checked in for the Briarcliff Chargers. First free throw is up and good for Van Dyke. So Van Dyke makes the first free throw attempt. She's got another one coming. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Van Dyke started hot for the defenders. Then she got in a bit of foul trouble. And Van Dyke will shoot another free throw, and she makes it. So Van Dyke makes them both. And the North College defender lead is 84-69. North College trying to cling to the lead and upset the number 16 in the country. Briarcliff with the basketball. Goes left side. Maddie Murren. Murren is cut off on the baseline. Throws it out of bounds, but it's touched by a Dort College player. It'll be Briarcliff basketball on the left side. Keela Chiak. Chiak on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 3:49 and counting. Chiak looking, holding right now. Now it's counting as they get it inbounded, and Masters travels with the basketball. Stork College basketball back, leading by 15, 84-69. So Dort College in control. They're in the driver's seat. They get it inbounded to Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball in the backcourt. She comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it across half court. Jasmine with the basketball. Guarded there by Masters now. She picks it up, comes back over to Spronk. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Clock is on your side right here. Spronk into traffic, lays it up. Summer Gordon commits the foul. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws. Well, I said that Spronk set a record in the Doan game. That was actually in the Midland contest when Brianna Spronk went 15 of 21 from the free throw line, establishing new records for Dort College in free throws shot and free throws made. She makes that free throw. This will be her ninth free throw shot. Beg your pardon, her 11th free throw shot. She misses that one. She's 8 for 11 from the charity stripe. Spronk now with 10 points. Down to the baseline, and Brianna Spronk has just fouled out of the ballgame with 3:21 left to go in the contest. So Brianna Spronk will foul out of the game with 10 points. Lone senior in the Dort College rotation. Checks out of the ballgame. Helping Dort College to a 16-point lead, and you hope that 16-point advantage is enough for the defenders to bring it home. Free throws on the way for Mackenzie Shipley. Shipley averaging 5.5 points per game. She'll shoot a pair here. First one off the heel, no good. And actually, they didn't call it on the shot, but actually on the drive to the basket. Shot blocked by Van Dyke. Loose basketball. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll lead Dort College basketball. Well, the body language not very good right now for the Briarcliff Chargers. With 3:14 remaining, Dort College with a 16-point lead on the basketball. Van Dyke gives it off to Skelhaus. Jasmine with the basketball. She takes it across half court. Skelhaus pretty good with the left hand. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke tries to feed it down low to Cook. And a kick called on the play. It'll be Dort College basketball. Under 3 minutes remaining in this contest. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice tries to feed it down low for Marish. And Marish got taken down on the play. Masters came over the top to knock the ball away. They play on. Masters on the right side, a long two. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Skelhaus gets a screen set for her by Cook. And Murren ran right into it. She got stood straight up. 2:28 left to go in the game. Gordon with a basketball on the defense. Here's Brookice. Brookice comes back over to Murren. To Marish. Marish Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Kara Van Dyke with another two. Dort College leads 87-69. Driving the other way, a layup. Count the hoop is Keela Chiak. Chiak gets the shot to go, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. It's foul number four on Kayla Brookice. Brookice will check out of the ballgame. Kara Van Dyke moments ago making that lay-in. She's got a team-high 19 points. Back into the game for the defenders. Number 11, Jasmine Skelhaus. It's a quick breather for Skelhaus, I believe. Or is that Bone that checked in? It was Bone that checked back into the contest. Missed free throw by Chiak. And Dort College gets the ball back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus bringing the ball up. Dort College by 16. Skelhaus in the backcourt. Comes back over to Cook. Cook across half court. Jamie Cook passes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus setting the offense 10 to shoot for the defenders. They get it back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up and it's blocked. Stripped away by Briarcliff. That's Lexi Henschke. Henschke tipped it away.
Now Cook will throw it in. Get it into Marish. Marish layup good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. Dort College with 16. A 16-point lead now 18. 89-71. Marish with that bucket for her 15th and 16th points of the game. Briarcliff with the basketball. Shot in the lane. No good by Hinschke. But she's fouled on the play. 1:30 remaining in the game. Dort College 89. Briarcliff 71. Well, Briarcliff entered today's contest, the number six team in the country. And certainly looking like they are going to fall this afternoon. Free throw is up and good by Hinschke. She's got another one coming. 89-72, Dort College by 17. Heather Haber checks into the contest. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Gets it back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas will walk it up. Gets a screen. Herbalt took exception to it. Cook was just planted there, and Herbalt ran right into her. Comes back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Marish. Marish setting the offense. Now back over to Skelhaas. 1:05 remaining. Skelhaas, pull-up jumper from 12, good. Jasmine Skelhaas with 15, Dort College leads by 19, 91-72. Layup on the other end, Dort College leading after the basket by Hinschke. 91-74, Dort College in the backcourt with it. Skelhaas with it on the left side, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cook, Cook to Marish, Marish with the basketball. Marish to Bone, Bone to Van Dyke. Dort College is going to win. Bone with the basketball, middle of the floor to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook comes back right side, gets the lob pass down low. She puts up the turnaround. It's blocked. Van Dyke comes up with it. Her shot no good. And a shot clock violation. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Micah Holst, Robin Blunt, and Emily Newman check into the ballgame for the defenders. Dort College will hand Briarcliff their second loss of the season. They'll fall to 5-2 in the conference. Backdoor cut, Hinschke. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Briarcliff Chargers. It'll be Dort College basketball with 15.8 seconds remaining. Van Dyke inbounds to Newman. Newman with the basketball on the backcourt. Dort College can run the clock out, and they will. That's how it's going to finish. 91-74, Dort College with a 17-point win. Dort College back to 500 in the conference and overall, 8-8 and 4-4, while Briarcliff falls to 11-2 overall and 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over the Briarcliff Chargers this afternoon in women's college basketball, 91-74. The Dort College defenders improved to 8-8 overall, 4-4 in the conference, while Briarcliff slips to 11-2 overall and 5-2 in the conference. Briarcliff entered as the number 6 rated team in the country in NAI Division II women's basketball. Dort College led start to finish in this one. We had no ties. We had no lead changes. Dort College led by as many as 13 in the first half, led by 11 at halftime, 44-33. Dort College led by 6 at 44-38 when Briarcliff scored the first 5 points of the second half. Defenders answered back, though, and withstood any charge Briarcliff could put together, building the lead to as many as 19 in the late moments before the final win of 91-74. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led unofficially this afternoon by Caravan Dyke with 19 points as the defenders even their record at 8-8. Overall, let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to the Wireless World. Here's how the numbers look after today's ball game. The women's contest, Ord College led 44-33 at half, outscored Briarcliff 47-41 in the second half. Dort College, 30 of 52 from the floor, 57.7%. That'll win some ball games. 7 of 13 on threes for 53.8%. 24 of 31 from the free throw line, 77.4%. Briarcliff, 26 of 59 from the floor, 44.1%. 6 of 25 on threes, 24%. 16 of 24 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College, 21 turnovers. Briarcliff, 16. Individually, Caravan Dyke with 19, 16 for Elise Marish, 15 for Danelle Bone, 12 for Jasmine Skelhaas, Brianna Spronk had 10, 8 for Kayla Brookice, 7 for Jamie Cook, 2 for Jessica Jelsma, and 2 for Micah Holst. For Briarcliff, they were led by Kelsey Evans with 20 points, Keila Chiak had 12, 8 for Summer Gordon, 7 for Paige Herbel, 9 for Regan Cooper, 6 for Sloan Masters, 4 for Mackenzie Shipley, 3 for Maddie Murren, 2 for Alex Fuller. That's their total of 74 points. Well, we had Coach Craig Steensma, and we lost him, so we'll see if he comes back. He got called away. Rebound totals, Caravan Dyke 6, Brianna Spronk 6. Jamie Cook, 6, as Dort College enjoyed a 38-28 rebounding advantage. 5 for Kayla Brookice, 4 for Elise Marish, 3 for Danelle Bone. For Briarcliff, 5 rebounds each for Sloan Masters and Summer Gordon, 5 for Kelsey Evans, 4 for Maddie Murren, 2 for Keila Chiak, 2 for Regan Cooper, and 1 for Lexi Henschke for their total of 28 rebounds. 6 assists for Elise Marish, 3 assists each for Jasmine Skelhaas, Caravan Dyke, and Brianna Spronk, 3 assists for Jamie Cook. 20 of Dort College's 30 baskets this afternoon were of the assisted variety. Kelsey Evans, Keila Chiak, and Maddie Murren had 3 assists apiece. Maddie Murren and Summer Gordon had 3 steals each. Danelle Bowen had 2 steals for the defenders. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me now, and Coach, after a close call on Wednesday, you got an upset win today over the number 6 rated team of the country, Briarcliff, and I've got to think that your preparation for Wednesday night's contest helped prepare you to pull the upset this afternoon here at the DeWitt Gymnasium.
Yeah, you know, it never hurts. They have a similar style, and so we got to practice against it. You know, we really got to practice against it 4 days, and, you know, I thought we were very prepared, and I thought we did a great job of you know, we not folding. You know, when they push it and they make a run, and we just responded back pretty well. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the juniors and seniors. You know, they just are like, okay, well, put that play behind us. Let's relax. Let's get the next basket. And they did a great job of showing composure, I thought, at different times in both halves.
Briarcliff, the tone was set very early on as you controlled the basketball, and if you don't turn it over against this Briarcliff team, you probably will get some good shots, and that showed this afternoon.
Right, and, you know, watching tape, you could see that, where what you need to do and how you need to do it. It oftentimes is very difficult to execute, but, you know, the young ladies really passed the ball well and moved the ball, and I thought, you know, Jasmine Skelhaas in particular was very key for us in terms of controlling the game and making good passes and attacking the basket.
2 turnovers in 33 minutes of play for Skelhaas, 3 for 4 from the floor. A lot of what she did didn't show up, though, in the numbers this afternoon. A couple players who did get it done numbers-wise. You look at Caravan Dyke, 19 points and 6 rebounds, and that was with her getting into some early foul trouble. She had to adjust how she played.
Yeah, we were in some big foul trouble, there's no doubt. And you just have to adjust and do your best. You know, we have a lot of really good kids and good players, so it's a benefit when you can put Jamie Cook in the game and know she's not going to, you know, not know what to do. Or she's an experienced player. Elise, Brianna, Kara are all very experienced players. And, you know, I thought another, Danelle Boone had a huge stretch for us where she handled the ball well, shot it well, and she has great composure today, and it really helps to have juniors and seniors that have been through the wars before.
Okay, when you're on the sideline, Coach, when do you finally say, okay, we've got this one won? When did that finally hit you?
when they put their subs in with about a minute left, I thought 17-point lead, our ball, we got this.
Okay. Christmas break now. Exams coming up this week. Do you open up the gym and let the women come in and play some during exam week? Do you have any organized practices? What do you do this next week? Because the following week, as crazy as it sounds, they have testing this week. They get just a couple days off in reality, and you're back at it 2 weeks from today. How do you handle the next week?
Yeah, we play 2 weeks from today, and so we'll practice some this week and some next week for Clark. That's our next game, and it goes quickly, but we will do some organized things this coming week, and we will also allow them to prepare for their exams and all that. So it's you have to have a little give and take, and the young ladies take their academics very, very seriously. So they're going to be doing a lot of studying, get in the gym and do some shooting and some lifting and some other things this coming week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Congratulations on a good win this afternoon, and enjoy a little time, a little different pace over the next couple of weeks, and get back at it 2 weeks from today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, and I believe those are all the comments we have and the numbers that we have for this one. So we are going to take another break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach, as the Defenders get set to take on the Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball play. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll also take a look at the women's scores and then jump into the men's pregame. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the women's basketball scores that are in already. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan won't play till later today. Concordia's idle, so they'll take a 6-0 record out of the conference on this Saturday afternoon. Briarcliff falls to 5-2. Morningside improves to 6-1 as they down Midland 77-45. Northwestern improves to 5-2. They're now in a tie with Briarcliff for third place. Northwestern victorious over Hastings 77-45. Dakota Wesleyan playing late today. It starts at 4. Mount Marty defeats Nebraska Wesleyan 81-56. So Mount Marty is now 4-3. Hastings falls to 3-4 with their loss to Northwestern. Dort improves to 4-4. Midland is now 2-6 with the loss to Morningside. Doan still has to play, and Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-7 in the conference and 1-10 overall with their loss to Mount Marty, 81-56.